Today, you guys had received pink roses as mothers. Pink means appreciation. Pink means that we appreciate what you have done. Following poem was written by Alice Leedy Mason. She could not give her children gold, so she gave them faith to have and hold. She could not give them a royal birth, a name renowned throughout the earth, but she gave them seeds in a garden spot and shade trees when the sun was hot. She could not give a silver spoon or servants waiting night and noon. She gave them love and a listening ear, told them God was always near. She could not give them ocean trips aboard majestic sailing ships, but she gave them books and quiet time, adventures found in prose and rhyme. And she could not give them worldly things, but what she gave was fit for kings. For with her faith and books and sod, she gave each child an awareness of God. Thank you so much for all that you do. Today we are here, and my sermon is not going to be praise of the mother, but praise of the maker of the mother. We want to praise the maker of our mother. We want, in Genesis chapter 3, we read this morning in Bible class that Adam, in verse 20, said about Eve, he called her Eve because she was the mother of all living. The word Eve means life. It was from Eve that every living creature every living person was made. She's the mother, no doubt, of many children. However, it was not Adam that God chose to honor in the scriptures as one of from whom all living comes, but Eve, the mother of all living. She alone was given the distinction of mother. And so it has been ever since the creation of the world. God made her to be a mother, and he gives us mothers today. We should praise God for the wonderful gift of motherhood. We want to praise the maker of our mothers because he has made them to be kind. The word kind means to do good unto others in a pleasant, gracious manner. I know that when Laura and I were first married, she was 22, about the age of Hayden and Michelle, that are now just gotten engaged, that came and visited and preached for us a couple of Sundays ago. And I remember, what do I get someone for the first Christmas? Do I get them sapphires? I did. It meant nothing. So what I got her, though, was I went and got a dozen balloons, and I wrote everything that I appreciated about her on little notes and shoved them inside the balloons, blew them up, and tied them up. She thought, oh, that's all I got? And I said, yeah, that's it. So she pops them, and every one of them says, I love you because. I love you because. I love you because you are so kind to others, was one of the things that I wrote. The last balloon was tickets to the Nutcracker, because she's never been to a ballet, and we went to the Nutcracker there in Columbus after that. And she later got sapphires, but sapphires don't mean much. You ever heard that song that all basically that the mother wants is her love? What shall I give you? Diamonds? Pearls? A pillow to lay your head? And the mother says, all I want is your love, sweet love. That's all she wants. Why? Because she's kind. Kindness is an attribute that God has as well. In Luke chapter 6 and 35 says, but love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and the evil. Even to them he is kind. Kindness is an attribute that we all should have. We need to imitate the attributes of God. In 1 Corinthians 13:4, we see that this attitude comes out of love. For love is kind. And in Ephesians 4:32, we see that this is to be the attitude of every Christian. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. One of the notes that I put in that little balloon that Christmas was, you are quick to forgive when I mess up. Mothers in particular reflect the spirit of kindness. They are generous of spirit to their children, always wanting the best for them, as God even is kind to the evil. Sometimes mothers are kind to their children even when they don't deserve it. Mothers are gracious and pleasant in the company of others. They help their children to learn and grow and nurture them towards maturity. Hannah knew that what kindness meant. We read of her prayers in 1 Samuel chapter 2. In the first 10 verses, she gave her son Samuel to be a man after God. But you know what else? We need to praise our Maker for the of mothers because He made them to be compassionate. Our God is a compassionate God. Psalms 86:15 says, "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth." In Isaiah 49:15, God compares Himself to a mother. We just heard this read. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? They, the sons of Israel, may forget, but God did not forget them. Our Lord was a compassionate Lord. Many times we read in the New Testament that the Lord had compassion on the multitude of those who were sick. We read of one incident in particular regarding a man who had a legion of demons within him. And after the demons had been cast out, the man wanted to follow Jesus. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and how and hath had compassion on thee. Mark 5, verse 19. He wanted to get the news out that He was a compassionate God. Christians are also to be compassionate people. We read in 1 Peter chapter 3:8, finally be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrawise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. John writes that the person who has no compassion has no love. But whosoever hath this world's goods and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? 1 John 3:17. Mothers in particular reflect the spirit of compassion. We don't know much about the daughter of Pharaoh that rescued Moses from the river, but we know that it was compassion that saved him. The daughter of the Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside, and they saw this basket of reeds or ark, so to say, where Moses was also saved by water. Isn't that interesting? But he was put out into this basket, and he sent her maid to go fetch this child. She opened it, she saw, and she beheld the babe, and she wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Exodus chapter 22, verses 5 and 6. Were it not for the natural instinct within a mother to be compassionate, Moses may never have been saved. Who knows if our compassion may save the next Moses? But we should praise the maker of our mothers because he made them to be caring. God cares for us, as we read in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We know that Jesus cared for us because in Romans chapter 5 and 6 we read, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely a righteous man will one die, but peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commandeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We're to care for one another as Christians and as good neighbors. We read concerning the Good Samaritan in Luke account in chapter 10. But a Samaritan, and he journeyed and he came where he was, and we saw him. He had compassion. He came compassion on the Samaritan who had been there at the roadside. And he bound up his wounds, pouring oil on them, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. When he departed, he took money and also paid the host to take care of him, and said, whatever thou spendest more when I come, I will repay thee. But you know what? Mothers are naturally caring. The Shunammite woman in 2 Kings 4, verses 8 through 12, cared for Elisha, and in turn was able to care for a child. What a great example is that she is today in caring for those who are less fortunate than we. We have many songs in our book, Does Jesus Care? Does Jesus care? What I can assure you is that we read today and we heard about Proverbs 31, that a good wife is higher than rubies, more valuable than rubies. And in Genesis chapter 3 and 20, we see that Eve is the mother of all living. And we read later on, what does it say about Sarah this morning? Said that she was there, she was the mother of all nations. But in 28, verse 28, in Proverbs 31, said their children rise and call her blessed. Sarah was a great mother to Isaac. Elizabeth was a great mother to John the Baptist. Mary was a great mother to Jesus. Hannah was a great mother to Samuel. And Naomi, what a great mother, that even to her own children, but to her daughter-in-laws, Ruth. And Ruth, the great grandmother of David, has given us example after example of what we should be and what type of Christians we should be. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, we read this, for it was Adam who was first created, then Eve, and it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman, being quite deceived, fell into transgression. But here, look at what it says in 15. But women shall be preserved or saved through the bearing of children, if, it's a big if there, if they continue in faith and love and sanctity with self-restraint. Mothers have been given a special promise that the rest of us have not gotten. Mothers reflect the highest attributes of God. Perhaps this is the least part of what God meant when he said, let us make man in our own image. Male and female, he created them. We praise the maker of mothers because he made them to be kind, compassionate, and caring. God is kind, compassionate, and caring towards you. He stands ready like the father of a prodigal son to show mercy and compassion for you, because he says that at any time you can repent of the things that you've separated you from him. And you come back into his arms, his loving arms. And if you're not a Christian this morning, God has mercy and compassion for you too. So he has given you a way to be reconciled with him. He the plan that God has for man's salvation today. Hear the words in Romans chapter 17, 10 and 17, that faith cometh by hearing. Believe with all your heart, Hebrews 11, 6, for without faith it is impossible. And repent of your sins. Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. Confess that Jesus is the Son of God, Matthew 16 and 16, and be baptized for the remission of your sins, Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. The lesson is yours. If you have any needs, let them be known as we stand and sing the song of encouragement. Come forward if you have any needs.